All right, guys, welcome back to another episode at Binge Worthy.
I was hosting it, you f- All right, guys, welcome back to Fitterant Radio. I'm in the chair. I am the host of Chapter 5.
I'm the host.
Chapter 5, Mandalorian. So, this was... You know what? The more I watched this episode, the more I enjoyed it. I wasn't extremely thrilled at first. I didn't love it as much as the other ones. But actually, the more watching it, I actually really liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was directed by Dave Filoni. It felt kind of like a Clone Wars episode. It felt very like a Clone Wars episode.
Yes.
Like an individual.
Pacing was really good, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It felt long. Felt longer.
Yeah, it did. Well, this one's pretty cool. It picks up after the fourth one. So if you know what happened and then, he left that planet. All the farmers, because he saved them. And, and it starts out with him, a bounty hunter chasing him in space, trying to shoot him down. Which was actually, it was a pretty cool scene. He pulls a Top Gun, of course, which is actually kind of cool because the pilot
cut the engine
resemblance like a Top Gun pilot, the same style. Oh, and he has the coolest line in the entire episode. So the bounty hunter says, yeah, I can either take you in warm or I can either take you in cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Mando does the Top Gun move and then lines up the shot, says, that's my line.
And then blows him to hell.
Hell yeah. So that was really dope. That was a really good intro.
We get a freaking transmission from someone. Where is it from, Devin?
So, the nearest planet. It happens to be the biggest Star Wars planet, basically, in Star Wars. Tatooine.
Mos Eisley. Spaceport.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely fan service moment. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
He lands.
The villainous scum. Wait, what is it?
The most you'll never find a
find wretched scum and villainy,
treachery, a more
God, I can't
a
remember.
Place with I've more, said this quote more, so many times and I can't remember it. Anyway,
it's,
you know
it's Obi-Wan's quote.
You know the quote.
Anyways, we meet Amy Sedaris. That's the chick who plays the babysitter, Baby Yoda.
Yep.
With the pit droids callback to
that was
Phantom
cool.
Menace. That was a little cool. Also, we find out why the Mandalorian doesn't like droids.
It I think
kinda,
we... No, well, we've gotten
you
hints.
You kind of know, but we've it just kind of clicked hits. For all of us this episode. It's because in all his flashbacks, the Separatist battle droids are killed his parents.
Yeah.
So he has PTSD from any droid, really.
Well, we've actually gotten a hint pretty much every episode why he hates droids. Because even in the first one, remember... they offered a speeder that was droid controlled, and
he said no
droids.
You know what's so funny? I thought that was because it could be traced back, so they could go into the droid's head and then trace it back to him. That's why I thought he went to a guy because people are more reliable than droids. But this makes more sense.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's more irrational, but it's based off emotions, man.
It's like Batman with guns.
Yeah. Ooh.
His thing is droids. So anyway, we get there. Everybody's nerding out because we're on Mos Eisley and it's Star Wars.
Yep.
So that was cool. I mean, we were bound to see it. It's a bounty hunt. It's about bounty hunters, and Mos Eisley is like the spot
for bounty hunters.
It's the spot. Well, actually, apparently not anymore. I think ever since because they said the guild doesn't operate on Tatooine anymore.
Yeah, it operates on that new planet,
which was nice because that's why the cantina wasn't Nirvana. As filled. Because
yeah,
there's not as
empty.
Many bounty hunters, there's not many as many traffic coming in. Because, you know, the big boy gangster Hutt is gone.
Oh, yeah,
he's been
dead.
Gone for about 5 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, that made sense. So, Mando goes to look for work so he can pay off the repairs of the ship. And then he goes to the cantina. And actually, there's a droid server, which is cool to mention. Little small detail, because in A New Hope, the server says to C-3PO, hey, we don't serve their kind here. So obviously, droids got rights, you know, they're on the good terms.
L3 started a movement way back then.
Yeah, it was all L3. It was all traced back to L3.
Oh, dear God.
God, that's gross. Anyway, so then he bumps into a bounty hunter.
Jake Cannavale.
Is it
that's the actor who plays him, a.k.a. Post Malone.
A.k.a. Post Malone.
But the bounty hunter's name is Toro Calican.
Toro Calican. Who's sitting in the exact same spot Han Solo sat in A New Hope, and he does not deserve that whatsoever.
No. Not going to lie, this character grew on me. At first, I freaking hated him. He was so annoying, but then he kind of grew on me. And then, spoiler alert, at the end when he dies, I was like, all right, I actually like this character.
Yeah, at first I was like, okay, this guy's just there. And then, you know what? He did the role he did, and I liked it.
Yep.
So his whole thing was he basically wanted I kind of skipped a little tiny part. He offers Mando a job about this like huge assassin who worked for the Hutts and so on and so forth. So he wants her mainly not really for the money at all. He wants her just for the cred to get into the guild. And so he's like, oh, you know what, Mando, you can have the money. I just want the cred.
Yeah.
So then now we're on off to go find this assassin.
Before that, we find out that this chick, played by Ming-Na Wen, who's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she plays Agent May, we find out that she...
And Mulan.
Yep.
Yeah. We find out she was like an ex-assassin for the Hutts, which is pretty dope.
It is really cool.
Bounty hunter for... the Hutts.
Pretty mean with a sniper blaster too. Yeah. Blaster sniper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a variation of an actual sniper that Navy SEALs use.
Really?
Yeah.
That's freaking dope.
But Star Wars though.
Anyways, we see the speeders. Those are so dope.
Those were so cool. Oh, I like that sequence.
Good
the music.
Good cinematography. Going over Tatooine. Good cinematography.
I really like that.
Yes. And then I've never seen flashers like those, the blinders that messed up her scope.
It's like a flash grenade.
Yeah,
it's like a flare. They have them in Star Wars. They have them in
Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Yeah, shout out. But anyways, they go after her. Basically, they capture her.
Yeah. Oh, actually, before then, they bump into Tusken Raiders.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he even said, Mando says, this is actually a cool line. It's like, to everybody else, they're the locals, and to everybody else, no, they're trespassing.
Yeah, I like that line too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, they capture Agent May, and then Mando goes back to get... What are those creatures called? A Dewback?
Dewback.
Dewback.
Bro, I looked up Dewbacks, and you know there's an actual documentary.
Really? That's actually kind of cool.
About Dewbacks.
On how they made them?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
CGI was pretty good in this episode, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I really liked it.
It's pretty good.
So, Mando, pretty much every single part with him is always awesome. So, they get to, what's her name? Ming-Na Wen's, what's her character's name?
Assassin Fennec Shand.
Fennec Shand. So, they get to her... Her and Post Malone have a little tussle, obviously, kind of gets up the upper hand, and then Mando's like, thanks for the distraction.
Yeah.
They capture her, and then Mando needs to go off to find that dewback so they can have an actual ride back, because their speeders blew up.
Yep.
And then, so Post Malone, I'm just going to call him that for the rest of the episode, it's easier. He's more remembered from that way.
Yep.
Stays back with Shand, but they get to talking, though. Oh. What do they talk about, Ryan?
Oh,
they
start
Clint?
She starts convincing him why he shouldn't take her in, but the real bounty is Mando, because there is a rumor of someone who attacked everyone on...
A Mandalorian
on Nevarro, which is the planet where all the guild members are.
Yeah.
And there's not many Mandalorians around these days, so chances are it's that guy.
Yeah.
So then he believes her, but kills her because he knows he doesn't have a chance with her.
I like that moment.
I like that.
You know, I really liked her in it with the small part she had. Such a small part, but like...
Very tiny part.
I actually liked what she did.
I think these side characters for me... I'd be honest, it's 12 a.m. right now. These side characters are getting a little annoying, I think. I really want them to stick to a story. These side stories are kind of...
I don't mind it.
Don't mind. My thing, I think we've only gotten like two. I'm not counting episode two because I think that counts with it because it furthers the story with Yoda because we know he has force powers.
And it also has I Have Spoken.
Nick Nolte. Nick Nolte. And only really the last two episodes have been kind of filler episodes, but you learn more about the character.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I don't really consider him filler because...
This episode was kind of filler.
But I kind of like see it as like misadventures. To me, yeah. No, I get show what you mean. Is more of about the journey rather than just furthering a story. Yeah. Not just like setting up the next thing.
I think the next episode is when it starts getting into story-based.
These next three. Yeah.
Because the one... that one chick's going to be in all three of these.
All three of them. And yeah. Then they haven't revealed the guy from Breaking Bad as the Imperial.
He's a good officer, too. Yeah. He's a good actor. Too.
Yeah, he is a really good actor.
And Shock Trooper. Not Shock Troopers. Death Troopers.
Death Troopers are confirmed to be in this.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yes.
And, but, after all that goes said, he tries to confront Mando, captures Baby Yoda. Obviously, Mando shoots him and kills him. Baby Yoda safe. Everything is saved.
More Baby Yoda
gives her
memes.
A lot of money, which, you know, Mando's... He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Mando's got conscience.
I love his character. And, I have a big claim, which I think I already told the boys here. The Mandalorian. This Mandalorian, I like more than all the sequel characters combined besides Kylo Ren.
I agree with you besides I think we agree. Kylo, and I really like Finn. I like Finn a lot.
I like him way better than Finn, at least... Mandalorian's cool.
I like Finn. Finn and Mandalorian for me are like on the same.
Finn was cool at first to see like a Stormtrooper gone rogue, but
I mean I like Finn, but he's not badass like the Mando.
I know that, but that's two different. Well,
it's just my opinion.
Honestly,
okay, screw you.
I can see Finn is a good character.
I like Finn.
Finn and Kylo Ren are probably the best characters out of the sequels. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. I would agree. Well, original characters, obviously.
So now we get to the big, huge, speculated part, which was, I was going nuts. So we did, you know, this whole point to bring us to Tatooine, I feel like was definitely purposeful. They would not bring us to Tatooine, not just for a nod, but to bring in a bigger character.
And who would that be?
So by the end of the episode, it's nighttime and we see, Shan's body laying there and we see these boots, almost like spurs.
Yeah, they sound like spurs.
Cape. Spurs. Oddly familiar. Looks like the bottom half of the Mandalorian as well. So I'm going to say right now, big money, it's my boy Boba.
I don't think it's Boba.
You know, that's what a lot of people have been saying. It's blown up over the internet. Oh, it's Boba Fett. It's Boba Fett. It would be really cool for it to be Boba. But if you analyze the shot, when does Boba ever wear a holster on his
head? Doesn't mean he had to wear the same outfit for five more years. If he's back, he got damaged in the Sarlacc. He has to redo his armor. He's been laying low for 5 years because he was accomplice with the Empire. So he'd be hunted down too.
Okay. If it's not Boba, who else could it be? We said maybe Cad Bane. That'd be freaking dope.
Cad Bane would be cool, man.
Cad Bane would be... Oh, I think I would like that just as much as Boba.
Yeah.
But let's just like think about it this way. How do you have a show about the Mandalorian without Boba Fett? Literally, nothing would exist involving Mandalorian if Boba Fett didn't look as cool in the original ones.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's all from him.
It could just be Carl Weathers' character. That's another thing.
That's also another thing. That would
be kind of disappointing.
That would be
like
very,
Carl Weathers' character.
That would be such misdirection.
That'd be serious blue balls.
Yeah.
What was another thing I was going to say? Oh, there's a cool little thing. I just love how like they have tons of nods to Westerns.
Yeah.
So it's a very like Western trope for an old experienced gunslinger. That's why they called it the gunslinger. To encounter a rookie rival.
Oh, you know, it's...
To either mentor and eventually, usually the rookie rival tries to face him off.
It's like...
It happens so many times in Westerns.
There's a Clint Eastwood movie.
It's like there's a movie with John Wayne called The Shootist. And it's very much like that where he's way past his prime, but you know, he's still got some in him. And this guy in his prime is trying to challenge him. So yeah, yeah. I actually liked chapter 5 more. I watched it, so yeah. I recommend you watch it more if you didn't like it the first time.
Yeah. Here are some Easter eggs. Want to talk about Easter eggs?
Yeah, there's more.
Let's do it. So obviously we mentioned the pit droids. Devin mentioned, or did we mention that there's an R5 series astro droid that it's you can
same
see.
Same one as the same bad one. Motivator.
Could have been the bad motivator in A New Hope. Let's see.
Did you know that droid had a serious heroin abuse and that's why he had a bad motivator? He wasn't motivated at all. Have you seen the robot chicken of that?
Yeah, I did. Like,
can you go out and clean the moisture evaporators? No, give me 5 more minutes.
There's a mention of New Republic credits. I think it's hilarious that everyone thinks the New Republic is just a joke.
I think it's funny too.
I like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I think the biggest Easter egg is that Boba Fett possibly could be in this. But yeah. I mean, like, even if he is, like, if that's actually somewhere Favreau and Filoni decided to go, who would be playing him, do you think?
You know,
Jason Momoa actually came out and said he'd be interested in Star Wars movie.
Actually, the
both Daniel Logan and the actual Jango Fett
would be like the right
they
age
were
for
both
it.
They were both open to do that.
Actually, it'd be really cool if the original Jango Fett actor
I just
came back
know
to do it.
That'd be crazy. I know, dude, from what I've heard, from what they've told us, that there's supposed to be a huge Star Wars character in this. So
you know, Boba Fett's
is the voice actor for Boba Fett still alive?
Yeah, it's Daniel Logan.
Yeah. Wait, you mean for
Clone Wars?
No. Like originals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, really? Remember he was in Aquaman. He played Aquaman's dad, dude. That was Aquaman's dad. It was Jango Fett.
No, he's talking about Boba.
Talking about Boba.
Oh.
The voice
well,
actor
guy,
for
that
Boba?
That guy didn't voice act Boba.
No.
He did in the originals, and then they replaced his voice with...
Oh, the, yeah, the when canon. They did the remastered. Yeah, remastered, yeah. They used Jango's.
It doesn't sound like a pirate
really?
Anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't know that?
I did not know that.
That's a huge thing.
I forgot about that.
Actually, I forgot he has a pirate voice to begin with.
Well, I mean, I've never seen the remasters until now with Disney Plus. I've always watched a VHS. That's interesting.
Have you not seen the digital remasters?
No.
Dude, I love the digital remasters.
I like them actually way better. There's a lot of things they fine-tuned to fit the continuity.
Even though there is kind of like some prequels besides, jam in there, but still.
Yeah. Besides the begin, you know, in Return, where they sit, where that one space chick.
God, no.
That's the worst.
Or when Jabba's talking to Han. You know what? There's a
I hate it.
You know, in A New Hope.
I'm
okay,
in that
I've
group
seen
that.
That
hates
I don't
that.
Like that. You know, there's
it's
a really
the dumbest thing ever.
There's a really funny. If you look at Han trying to go around Jabba, it's they so just moved horrible. Him. They just moved his image going up because there was no it tail looks, to step around. Because Jabba was originally supposed to be a guy, not
and
a
he
giant
was furry
slug.
Too.
Yeah, he was furry.
He was furry.
That's so bad.
Although besides those, I do like because they replaced the guy who does Jango Fett. He does all the lines for Boba Fett,
which makes sense.
I did not know that
to fit the continuity.
That's pretty cool
because it makes sense. I like that. And then with explosions, when they explode, it has like that same like that cylinder disc that spreads out.
Cylinder,
but like flat disc that spreads out. Yeah. Which makes more sense because it's in space. It's not gonna look like an explosion.
Yeah.
It was on the surface.
Right.
Anyway, Mandalorian, chapter 5. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was a good episode. All right, guys.
I'm the host.
Yes, he is. Our gracious host.
Say I'm the host, Ryan. I'm in the chair.
Devin's
Say
the host.
I'm the host.
Devin's the host.
Clint, I want you to beg. I want you to say I'm
you
the host.
You are
the host.
Now say it like Palpatine.
Good. I can feel your anger. Gives you focus. Like when he says focus, his lips like go focus. Gotta love Palp.
Anyways, boys, yeah, it was a good episode. I'm excited for these last three, but I'm not gonna lie. So far, The Mandalorian hasn't been a show where I'm like, I have to see right away. It's been meh.
Casual watch.
Yeah, it's a casual watch. It's not like a must-see which is surprising. I thought it'd be something that I have to die to watch.
It's still in season one. Usually season ones for shows aren't honestly, that good.
I'm still that's probably just because I love this show, or I love Star Wars. I don't know.
I really get excited
every time.
Yeah.
This is the first live action Star Wars TV show. You know how crazy that is?
I agree with that. I really like it, season one, but I can see your point. Yeah. Like, most TV shows of season one aren't that good.
If you're not as in, like, thrilled about Star Wars, I could see this, like, oh, yeah, it's good, but it's not like I'm begging to see the next one. Yeah. I could see that. Okay. Brosif. All right. So, hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and as always,
send feedback.